song is called All Will Be Well. Music from Michael John Fourier. We heard from the Zoe Group, All Who Are Thirsty. We heard from Michael Card this morning, his song, The Nazarene. And it's 14 and a half minutes after the hour. It's Broken Road Radio Friday morning, and we're just delighted to have with us Joyce Previty from Grandma Hoots in Florence, Montana. And Joyce, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Now, Florence is just a little bit south of Missoula. And
that's correct.
Is that where Grandma Hoots is based, or is that just where you live?
No, we're actually based out of the house, and then we rent a kitchen just in the little town south of here in Stevensville, Montana.
In Stevensville. Okay, that was the other town name I was missing. Western Montana, it's a beautiful place. I understand you got snow in the mountains, huh?
We do, and it's gorgeous.
The fall has arrived?
Yes.
And I understand.
It has arrived big time. Okay. Yeah, and you know, it's just about on the calendar when it arrived here.
Just right on time then. The universe is
we were right on time. We behaved.
Good working order. Grandma Hoots has been around for 10 years, and I've got to tell you, I discovered Grandma Hoots when my son, who lives in Missoula, mailed kind of a grab bag birthday package to his old dad here. And he filled it with food products that he'd purchased at the Good Food Store in Missoula, which is I've seen it online, a gorgeous organic food market. And in this box was a little jar of apricot habanero jam. And I thought, wow, that sounds good. And I love the combination of sweet and some spice, a little heat there. I'm going to try this. And Joyce, I got to tell you, that just lit up my day. That was such a find. I mean, it's a little thing. It's a jar of jelly, but so different and so good. I figured I gotta learn more about this Grandma Hoot.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, then that's one of your newer products, isn't it?
It is. It's our last item that we've rolled out thus far, and we have 9 products altogether. That's enough. That keeps us very busy.
Well, list the products for us. What does Grandma Hoots make?
We make, as far as the jelly, we make the apricot habanero, then we make a jalapeno jelly and a just peachy jalapeno jam. Then we do, there's an old-timey recipe called chow chow, which is a vegetable relish, sort of at the end of the garden season, if you will. So we sell chow chow, and then squash pickles, which are pickles made out of yellow squash.
That sounds interesting.
And then we took the regular squash pickles, added a little jalapeno and carrots, and those are called blazing pickles, blazing squash pickles. And then we are known up here in Montana for our little purple delight called Huckleberry. So there's a big company based in Missoula that makes a lot of huckleberry jam and jelly.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about huckleberries. Are they like blueberries?
Well, they're smaller than a blueberry, and they're a little tart. I mean, you can eat them just by themselves. Mm-hmm. They have a little sweet to them. But one of the things I think, other than it, they're very good, they just grow wild up here. As a matter of fact, I've been told that you can't really grow them yourself. So people have to gather them on their own, or because of my husband and I's age, we buy ours.
Mm-hmm.
The bushes grow very low to the ground, and the berries are very small.
So this is work you could do lying down, for example.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Just had a little
scooter
that was on the ground. That wouldn't have any problem.
You know, and I've tasted you make a huckleberry. Is it chipotle? A barbecue sauce.
We do.
That is good.
We do a huckleberry chipotle barbecue, and then we just do a huckleberry chipotle sauce.
And you know what? You don't do this to set people on fire.
And a lot of people, unfortunately, walk up and look at our product and say, oh, everything's hot. But it's really not. Even we do a huckleberry habanero barbecue, but it's not really that spicy. We make it for everyone.
Well, I've got to tell you, David just took a bite of an English muffin. What did you have on that English muffin, David?
Continue chewing. Just checking. Joyce, this is radio. This is the part of radio that people really love, is to hear people eating on the radio. Nothing
well,
like
long, the thing you did good, you went So you know they get the message.
Yeah. Now I'm of German descent, and I've never really been crazy about hot food, spicy hot food.
Right.
And the habanero apricot jelly that Jim passed on to me is a little bit warm for me on its own, but I put it on top of some really good peanut butter on top of an English muffin,
and it is
very tasty. Very good. It's one of my favorites. I've got three or four favorites. I've got a Trader Joe's blueberry jam, preserves rather, but I put on peanut butter also. But the habanero apricot jelly is very, very good.
A lot of folks kind of figure that spicy hot food is kind of a macho thing. So the hotter the better. But
we do. We get those fellows that come to our booth when we do craft shows or markets, and they're like, "I want something that'll make me sweat."
Yeah.
But you don't want to just taste the heat. I think you want the flavor with the heat.
Well, anybody can do just heat. So go ahead, David.
Yeah, there is no flavor to heat. It's just pain.
Exactly.
Yeah, in my world, that's, you know, if it's that hot, then what's the point? I mean, I just go out, stab myself or something, and you know, pound
have
myself.
The same reaction, right?
Yeah. Why? What's the point? I was at a farmer's market last weekend, and there was a woman that had an array of different jams and jellies, and she had apricot spice or apricot. I think she called it just hot apricot is what she called it. And she had a number of other ones that were spiced up as well. Now I tried hers, and the heat is in the middle of the tongue, where yours is it towards the back.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's very good.
I found that very interesting.
It is super interesting. Yeah. The jalapeno, and that may have been what hers had in it. It's the front of the tongue or middle of the tongue, and then the habanero is at the back. But see, if you have the good balance between the heat and the flavor, you did what you should. You should get the taste of whatever the main ingredient is, and then a little heat at the end.
Sure.
But I don't believe that it should be where you have to go grab a glass of milk.
Yeah.
But our habanero barbecue, I would say almost anyone can eat that. So that's been so enjoyable to see people taste it and say, "Oh my gosh, that's so good. You can taste the habanero without, you know, setting you on fire."
Joyce, tell us about Grandma Hoot.
Oh, what a sweet lady. She was my grandmother, and we called them Grandpa and Grandma Hoot. Grandpa Hoot died when I was pretty young, and her name came from her last name. My maiden name was Gibson, and the old silent movie cowboy Hoot Gibson, that's where they came up with that nickname. But a lot of people with the last name of Gibson get that nickname of Hoot. So all I ever knew growing up was Grandma Hoot. And Jim and I were talking the other day about how it takes to be an adult to look back maybe on someone you were close to, related to, and realize how wonderful they were. And you almost didn't have that awakening until later in your life, and usually when they're already passed. But she loved her grandchildren, she loved to cook, and she loved to fish.
Interesting.
She was an awesome person.
Oh, yeah. Good. The you got the recipe directly from her?
No, actually, there are none of her recipes. I actually never saw her use a recipe. She was one of those cooks that were just, add a little of this and add a little of that. And like I said, and when I was making earlier, we were talking about the okra and the fried okra, which we do in the summers. And she would always put a little sugar in with whatever had cornmeal in it. And I think that was because a lot of people have said their grandmother did the same thing. So I don't know if that was a just a way to sweeten things up a little. Maybe the people who didn't have that much money, maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I started adding a little sugar to my fried okra dry mix, and so people love it.
We're talking with Joyce Previty of Grandma Hoots in Florence, Montana, and they manufacture a number of food products. And now we're featuring the apricot habanero on our page at BrokenRoadRadio.com. You can, if you want to try it, you can click on that. It'll take you to their website. You can even order some. And it's just a delight. In fact, the whole range of products is fun, but I'm really, really a fan. And we call it our incredible edible. Well, David and I are going to do that now and then because we both like to eat and we like to cook, and we'll discover things that are just different and from maybe out-of-the-way places, things you wouldn't normally run across in your shopping pursuits, and we'll let you know about it. And we'll test it out. And if it's five-star good, and in this case, it's as you'll see on the website, it's the perfect balance of sweet and heat. That's what they do in all their products.
And David just started the Pampered Chef Company and is looking for ways to promote his business.
what a wonderful marriage that would be, yeah.
Pretty sneaky, huh?
So, Joyce talking to us from Montana this morning. Joyce, any new products in the offing? Got some new plans for things?
Well, not really. When you roll out, do what we do, and the relish, the chow chow that we make, and the pickles, and actually all of our products except for the jam, go under a pretty scrutinized method from the Federal Drug Administration.
Sure, yeah.
And, you have to make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's. So we think we've got a pretty good lineup. We're going to stick with what we have. And we're just going to...
Now, you're mainly found in supermarkets in Montana, though, aren't you?
Yes, we're in some supermarkets. And
organic food places,
yeah.
There's a
great place on Interstate 90 called Wheat, Montana. It's a deli because they make their own grow and make their own wheat products there, and all the tourists stop there. It's like it's one stoplight town, and they do tremendous business for us because there's so many tourists that come through there. So we've got some good placements in Montana, and so we're doing good. We're into our 11th year, so it's been fun.
Well, it's proven, and it's certainly passed our tests here. And you do ship, though. People can order on the internet on your website.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we were even in 4 stores in Yellowstone National Park this last summer.
Oh, that'll get you some attention. Yeah, people from all over the country are going to be.
You bet.
Yeah, if it's good, it's a hoot. And
there you go. The beef of Grandma Hoot. That's right.
Yeah, and it's a little taste of Texas, but from the heart of Montana. Kind of transplanted Texans up there doing some awfully good work. Joyce, we're really glad you could join us today. Thank you for telling us.
Honored to be here, and thank you so much for the support. I really appreciate it. We all appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. And of course, Dave and I wholeheartedly now recommend the apricot habanero jam to just about everybody we see. And you'll see a link on the website on Broken Road Radio. And I imagine those government inspectors keep coming back and saying, I'd like another jar of that apricot habanero jam. I need to do some more testing here.
You have to be careful about those bribes now, Jim,
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's good, though. It keeps us on our toes. And, but they are very aware. They come through and do an audit about every 2 years of all of our processing. So it's a good thing. It's one of those things, hello, we're from the government, we're here to help.
Yeah.
But it's good. It keeps everybody honest and on your toes and make sure you do the right thing for the safety of your customers.
Well, Grandma Hoots, little bitty company doing things right. Joyce, bless you. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much also. Bye-bye.
Joyce, bye-bye.
Music from Willie and Bobby Nelson on the Broken Road Radio Friday.